We're talking about a pair of bills that make it a felony to trespass on pipeline property or damage pipelines here in Wisconsin. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Supporters say these bills are purely to discourage vandalism that damage or disrupt the delivery of what's pumping through these pipelines and to protect workers. But opponents say the bills could suppress legitimate protests like we saw with Standing Rock and the Dakota Access Pipeline in recent years. So are you following this legislation? Are you concerned about the ability to protest? And what about free speech? We're at 800-642-1234. Tina Van Zyl is environmental director for the Sacagan Chippewa community. Tina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So the Sacagan Chippewa community put out this resolution yesterday opposing the felony trespassing bills, which do have bipartisan support in the state legislature and are headed to the governor's desk. What is your stance there?
Well, I would hope that he would veto it, because there's just no need for this bill at all.
Explain why there is no need for this bill. Where are you coming from?
Well, there's already law in place. If you're trespassing on private property, and so why add to it specifically for, and I'll quote this, owned, leased, or operated by energy providers. It's adding it to just specifically for them.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have also voiced their opposition to this legislation. The Bad River Chippewa have a history of protesting the Enbridge pipeline that runs across their land. And last summer, the tribe filed a suit against the company Enbridge. If these trespass bills are made into law, how would they affect the Sacagan Chippewa in particular?
Well, for us, sometimes it's not just about us, because we're all one Ojibwe tribe. And so what affects one tribe could potentially affect all of us. So, but us specifically, we, as Ojibwe tribes, we have off-reservation hunt, fish, gather rights. And we could be on public land exercising our treaty rights. And unknowingly, we could be over a pipeline that, you can't see. And we could be charged with trespassing, a felony trespassing. And I don't think this just applies to Sacagan or Bad River. This applies to anybody. Like, and on Saturday, it's going to be the statewide hunting season, and they're going to be on public property. And what if they're on public property that is in one of these categories, whether it's a pipeline or energy, water? I mean, there's other definitions in there, and they could also be charged with trespass, a felony trespassing.
We had Representative Jason Fields, who is a Democrat from Milwaukee, who supports the bill. He was on our program last month. Let's listen to him explaining his view on this felony trespass legislation.
It's not a bill for protesting. You have the right to peaceably and lawfully protest. This bill is directed towards people who willfully and intentionally trespass and damage property or damage infrastructure.
Tina, what is your response to that? Field says this isn't about discouraging protesters.
I would disagree because the legislation, I feel, and many people feel, that it's very vague. And when it's very vague, things like what he's saying, that there's intent. Who determines the intent? Is it the energy provider? I mean, that's how I read it. And so this law isn't clear enough. And so if they actually wanted to do this, then maybe they should go back to work and make things clear. Or you know what? Just get rid of it, because it doesn't even need to be done.
We're talking with Tina Van Zyl, who is the environmental director for the Sacagan Chippewa community. We're looking at this legislation that is cracking down on trespassing on pipeline property. With your thoughts along the way, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Tina, Representative Fields also said on our program that this law would not penalize people for using their own land, but that's exactly what you've expressed concerns about. Can you help us understand where the tribe is coming from and your concerns about this vague language?
So, how I understand it, so with the pipeline property being under, say, Bad River, for instance, their tribal members are on federal trust land. The pipeline has an easement on their land, and they are freely on our reservations. That's somewhere where we consider our sanctuary. That's where we can freely hunt, fish, gather without worrying about being on anybody else's property because it's ours. But this law could potentially change things because with that corridor of the pipeline, is it now their property or is it federal trust property that's ours? See, that those are the things that aren't clear. And so you could have a tribal member freely being on their land. Maybe they're just gathering medicines. They're not there to harm or do anything to anyone, but they, if this law, it could be interpreted that because the pipeline has an easement, that maybe they're trespassing on their own land.
There's been similar legislation in states around the country concerning the conduct of protesters. What do you make of this?
Well, I feel that when people are driven to protest, it's because they feel they have no other choice. They probably have tried all the avenues that they are supposed to go through, and nobody is listening, nobody's responding, nobody's commenting. And so they feel like they have no other choice but to go to a location that maybe for, let's say, for instance, for us Native people, these are places that are often all we have, or they are sacred. And for instance, in Mole Lake, we have a battle here. And my ancestors fought for this place for us to have wild rice. They gave their lives. There's a mound here where they're buried. Now, if somebody were to do something on this reservation, at, for instance, the Crandon Mine, we would do whatever we needed to do, no matter whether there was legislation or not, because that is a part of our identity. That's something that we have to fight for because that is who we are as people. And so if people aren't listening through the chain that we have to go to, then sometimes that's the last choice, is to protest. And I feel like the reason this bill is there is it's a hidden way of trying to silence people. And when people are protesting, it gets in the news. And if it's in the news, people want to know why. And so we start talking and educating people. And when you start educating people why you're protesting, they usually, you know, they're listening, they're understanding, and they eventually sometimes support you.
Tina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tina Van Zyl is Environmental Director for the Sacagan Chippewa community. Coming up, we talk about an executive order addressing diversity, equity, and inclusion in state government. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.